Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Mika Williams, who is a global celebrity speaker, transformational storyteller, and executive speech coach. She is passionate about sharing her immense wealth of knowledge on the art, heart, and I almost said that right, on the art, heart, and business of both speaking and storytelling. Mika Williams, welcome to the show.
Welcome to you, Mitchell. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I stumbled because that introduction was not my introduction, and I was like, okay. So that's why.
It's whatever my team pulled together. So
okay.
So live, anyhow,
live Facebook, it's all the same.
I appreciate you you being here, and I'd love the audience to know a little bit more about you through your customer point of pain. So what is your CPOP? What's your customer point of pain?
My CPOP is basically executives who think they know how to speak when all they really know how to do is talk.
Yeah. How many times have you been, like I'm thinking about this, speaking to the audience, how many times have you been into a presentation where, man, you just wish you could pull out your phone and do stuff, and then people do, and then that's bad. How many times have you been to a public event where the speaker, you've expected so much and you got so little? So, Mika, this is definitely a huge problem. Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, communication, influence, persuasion, storytelling, speaking. Everybody has to do it. You know, Jerry Seinfeld once said people would rather be in the casket than deliver the eulogy. My audience, it's really everyone. And I help people save audiences from boring presentations and death by PowerPoint.
And tell me a little bit more. You got a bunch of schools, a bunch of things that you do, one-on-one coaching, and what else? How else do you serve?
Well, you know, I've been a professional speaker for 33 years, and now I'm at that phase where I'm in the give back, and I do a lot of coaching, and I try to create services that fit all the different needs of people. So I run speaker schools, I do one-on-one coaching, I have Accountability Academy, Keynote Camp, Outrageous Orators. They all fall under the umbrella of services for helping people communicate better.
Oh, beautiful. And I know this answer, and you sort of gave it a little bit, but how do you have credibility to do what you do?
I think part of my credibility comes from my duration, 33 years as a professional speaker.
That helps.
Yeah, that helps. So does credentials, like being in the Hall of Fame, only 1% of all speakers, doing a TED Talk like you have, I believe, Mitchell, as well. Speaking at the White House, being the first speaker after apartheid. I think a lot of credibility comes from your experiences and what they have and what you've done along the way.
Yeah, I think you said you spoke at Nelson Mandela's house right after apartheid.
I did, 1994. I was the first speaker to tour South Africa, and my tour ended up on the great lawn of Mandela's home. It was one of the highlights of my career.
Ah, oh, it is so special.
Yeah.
And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I've created a brand. I think I'm an accidental brand. I'd like to take credit for being brilliant, but I created the brand before they had a term for branding. I just paid attention to how people remembered me. And it was okay that they remembered me because I was outrageous or I had big hair or jewelry or shoes. And I just exploited that outrageousness. And it's who I really am authentically, Mitch. And so when you're creating a brand, you want to believe the brand is really who they say they are. And for me, it was natural. It was an extension of who I was. That's how I built my business.
And then the other thing is how you go about sharing. Remember, we talked a little bit about great thought leaders and how you are actually helping people because you like being behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know, to your book and to your great point in your book, I started to see a pattern in my own life. I've been through 9 different careers, and my first one was as a professional dancer. I was on stage getting all the applause, loving it, and then I segued over to choreography and then ultimately a dance teacher, and that's where I found my sweet spot. It was helping others. It was being in the wings and seeing the results of what I had done and helping people achieve their greatness in that area. And the same thing has come full circle with my speaking career. I've been on stages, I've achieved the money, the fame, everything, which I and still enjoy it, still do it, but now I do a lot of coaching and helping people achieve whatever their goals are under the speaking storytelling umbrella.
Now, there's nothing more powerful, nothing more fun, nothing more fulfilling, at least for me. It's just so amazing to empower others. So if you're listening or you're watching this and you've been told in the past that you have committed death by PowerPoint, that when you're in front of a group of people, you're not actually motivating and achieving the results you really need to, because as it turns out, you're talking instead of actually speaking, you're going to want to reach out and check out Mickey Williams. Mickey, what is the best way for people to do that?
Probably the best way is my website, mickeywilliams.com, M-I-K-K-I Williams. Be prepared. I'm outrageous. I'm true to brand. It's not your normal website, but on my website, you can see all the different services I mentioned, and you can email me directly from the website.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thanks so much for being your outrageous self. I don't think you were actually too outrageous today, but it was great to, except I did notice your glasses, that they're different, isn't that cool?
One round, one square. My mantra is be outrageous. It's the only place that isn't crowded.
It's so true. Hey, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Mitchell, enjoyed my time with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And hey, for those watching, you know, you've experienced death by PowerPoint. You know it needs to go away. So share Mickey's message. Click on the like button. Share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.